Around this time of year, we have toys on the brain. We thought we'd take a trip to the Pacific Science Center to explore some of their science toys. We specifically wanted to know, can you learn and have fun at the same time? Katherine Johnson, store manager at the Pacific Science Center, brought out some of her favorite toys, and she started with Steve Scher by sifting their hands through something called kinetic sand.
This is great for most ages.
Describe what you're doing there.
So I'm just picking it up and letting it go. And it almost looks like it's alive. So it's 98% sand, and then 2% is the bonding agent, which is pretty much just a polymer, which is very similar to Silly Putty. And so it, you know, stays clean because it molds to itself, and you can make different shapes or build a sand castle with it. But it's not messy like when normally with playing with sand. And then it kind of just goes back to its original state. And, you know, adults have fun with it. It's really relaxing playing with, and you just, you know, it's one of those sit, quiet games that just keep the kids distracted for hours.
Yeah, the kids of all ages. This stuff's amazing. It's like a movie special effect, the way it oozes out of its shape.
Yeah.
Now, what are kids learning with this?
Well, building and creating, and then also you can, if you want to continue the education, you can talk about different polymers and stuff like that. So, like, you know, chemistry made this happen. Without chemistry, this toy wouldn't exist.
Thank you. That's very nice. Thank you, DuPont. That's very true, though. It's very amazing. It's the way it comes apart. Do kids, when you talk to little, who's this for? What's the age cohort of this?
It's pretty much 3 and up. So as long as they're not going to eat it, you're fine. But it's non-toxic, so if they accidentally eat a little, you'll be okay. But, you know, as long as they don't put it in their mouth a whole lot, it's for any age.
Is there something in here that'll help me understand what polymers are so that I can explain it to a 3-year-old or a 6-year-old?
Well, you can just describe different ones. So, like, you know, there's a lot of plastics are polymers, or pretty much all plastic is polymers. But then you also have, you know, like the biopolymers in your own body, like DNA and stuff like that, just the stuff that sticks together.
We're at the Pacific Science Center store with Katherine Johnson, who is the store manager at the Pacific Science Center, showing us some of the different interesting science-based toys they have this year. All right, what other one is jumping out at you?
Tenzi is lots of fun. It's a game you can play. It's great for families. You can all play together. The easiest way to play is everyone gets their own color die, and then you all roll at the same time, and you try to get all your numbers all the same, the fastest. But that's only one variation you can play. We've also done it, like, once you get all of them done, you know, stack them on top of each other, make a Tenzi tower. So really, it's up to your own imagination on how many different ways you can create the fun game. You can do splitsies, or you can steal from other people if they have your number. So it's great for that quick decision-making, you know, building that school skill. And then also, if you're playing with younger kids, it's great for number recognition, you know, like trying to figure out what ones and twos are and stuff like that.
Why are they calling it the world's fastest game?
Because it's really fast. Do you want to play?
Yeah. It's that fast. All right, so you're blue and I'm yellow?
Yes. So let's play just the traditional way. We both roll first at the same time, and then you try to get all your numbers as fast as you can the same.
So 1 through 6.
Yes. And then go. Okay, I'm going to go for sixes.
Oh, I'm going for ones.
You just keep on rolling until all of them are the same. Oh, we got another 6.
Man, this is tough, man. We're down to it. Oh, this, look at this combination.
One on one. Oh,
Tenzi! Hey, we tied.
Oh, nice.
And that's the way it should be.
Yeah.
Very nice. All right, that's great. Tenzi.
Yeah.
And this, how much does this cost, you know?
That's $17.99.
Nice. 1, 2, 3, 4 sets of...
And it's fun colors, and each set is a different color, so it's just lots of fun. And if you want to play with more than 4 players, you just get 2 sets of Tenzi, and then you can play with 8.
We're playing with the toys at the Pacific Science Center with Katherine Johnson. All right, so what's that? What's this box here?
So this is the Solar System Mobile by Discovery Kids. It's a great, you know, hands-on learning when you learn about the different planets. So it comes with paint and wood pieces. So you get it's an artistic approach to science. So you get to paint it for yourself and build the own model yourself. And then it comes with a glow-in-the-dark paint, so it'll glow in your room at night. Which
so you make a mobile.
Love. Oh, yeah. So you make your own mobile. And it has a fun fact sheet about the different planets. So you get to learn the planets as you paint the planets. So, like, you learn how many moons Jupiter has and stuff like that.
Oh, it's that detailed. Everybody's got their moons, too, their satellites.
Well, no, they don't have their own moons, but it includes that information. Like, Jupiter has at least 16 moons. So then you learn about the planets as you get to paint them and build them and make your own mobile.
Very nice. Very nice. What's this guy cost?
That one's $24.99.
Very nice. So these are the price points. All right. I saved this one for last because I love the way it looks. And now I have purchased these little bugs before.
This is the newest of the nano hex bugs. So nano hex bugs are miniature robots. These move by vibration just like the old bugs, but they also have this added little rubber on the end, so it will actually climb up the tubes vertically as well. So
no
before
way.
It was just, you know, moving around left and right and banging around, but these also will climb up too. Now,
so what's the principle that's based on here?
Well, it's vibration. So, you know, the reason why it makes sound is because of vibration. Kids play with our models, so they get stuck sometimes. Come on. Should have had to go up the other way.
That's wild. Look at it going up and down and around this clear plastic tube, this little yellow bug. That's amazing.
It's lots of fun.
And then it comes over and then down and then drops in a hole and then keeps going.
Yeah, and then, you know, because nanobugs are pretty popular and they've been out before, you can, you know, hypothesize with your kids about, okay, why does this one move vertically and the old ones don't and things like that. So,
do you have a scientific answer for that?
It's because of the rubber base right here. So it moves on vibration even like here too, upside down.
That is very cool. That is a wondrous thing to see that thing wandering around these little tubes and tunnels.
Yeah, it's lots of fun. And just imagine if you had more of them going as well. So.
And that's what you guys do?
Yeah. So it's $49.99. So it's not too badly priced, and you get, you know, a bug and all of this as well. So.
Oh, that's a hoot. All right, when the doors close, what are you playing with?
Lots of different toys. Probably Kinetic Sand. I just love it so much. It's just, I could really play with this for hours. So it's probably the thing that we are caught playing with the most.
I can see why. It's a lot of fun, and it really does look like lava flowing or sand blowing slowly on the beach. It's very alluring. It's very seductive. Neat. All right, fun. And then we learn scientific things, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Catherine, thank you.
Thank you.
At the Pacific Science Center, playing with kinetic sand and listening to the bugs, I'm Steve Scher with Amin Alsadeh. It's The Record.